There we are. Hey, Britt. How
How's
are
it
you?
going? Good, how about you?
Hello, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Yes.
Wait one second. I am just responding to a few people because they wanted to know that I am podcasting.
Awesome. How is your day today?
Pretty good. I've been able to relax and do my own thing, been able to have fun, and worked on a few garden necessities. But I also went into town. Well, not town, but like on the outskirts of town, and picked up some fencing for the deer because they've been getting in and trying to eat all my garden stuff.
Oh no.
I saw a deer earlier getting in and ate some of my radishes, and I was like, "How could you do this?"
How rude.
And I was just like, "They were done. I was going to eat them tomorrow or today." But yeah. No, it's all good. It was just really funny because some of the deer, they just like look at you and they're just like, I'm a mofo. The others, they'll just like run like hell and they'll be like, oh my God, he's gonna eat us. And I'm just like, I might now just because you were being a dick.
So I'm just look at you like, what are you gonna do, huh? Yeah, nothing.
The one has three babies, which is totally adorable. And I love them. They're so
Is that
cute.
the one you saved that one time?
No, that one went with the DNR. Am about to post the links so people can see. Let me try and do that. I actually have a radish stuck between my teeth right now. It is weird. I
I
tell
thought you were gonna
everyone this.
say something else.
What did you think I was going to
I
say?
don't know. It just sounded weird when you're like, I got a radish stuck between my hand. I was like, wait, what?
I got a radish stuck between my cheeks. Something like that.
Pretty much.
Damn. Podcast for fun, fam. There we go. This should be good. Someone gave me free coins? Oh, that's nice. Someone gave me free coins.
Sweet.
Let me try this. There we go. Sorry, that radish is like stuck between my teeth and it's bothering me now. No, I've been trying to think of ways that the deer won't starve and then I won't have to starve because they're eating all my veggies and I'm just like, they literally just don't stop eating. They'll eat anything.
Do you have like food set out for them?
I feed them every now and again, yeah. It really depends because like I'll feed them the tops of carrots or the greens that are going bad or anything that I'm not going to eat.
That's nice.
What about you? Because I don't know if you guys get like a lot of deer activity up there.
I think we have deer up in Flagstaff, which is like a forest area, which is only 2 hours away from me, and it snows there. Isn't that crazy?
It is like that's r like it's really hot up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we never get snow. I mean, there's been a couple times where it's been shocking and we'll have like some little flakes. But
Yeah.
it'll be like just a little bit, and it'll be like, oh, what the hell is that? Oh my God, I've never seen that before. Or we'll get hail. But no, it's hot here, and then 2 hours away, it snows like crazy.
That's weird. I haven't thought about that. But yeah, no, I don't know. Like, it's just interesting because up here, I've had to deal with snow like every month almost, except for like 4. Oh, sorry. And then this summer, oh my God, this summer it's been so hot. So, meaning we're gonna have like a hard winter, and we haven't had a hard winter for 3 years. And like 3 years ago, we had a a blizzard that took like a lot of trees down, took a lot of people off the roads, bunch of stuff. Ooh. So I'm expecting a big storm for this winter, but I'm hopefully not going to be around for it. So we'll see.
Yeah. You keep wanting to move, huh?
Mm-hmm. So I had a question for you in chat because I, Italian wind. Wait, what? Oh, Italian one. Nice.
Sweet.
Italy. No, I wanted to ask. So, do you know any, like, duos, like Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong, or Mario and Luigi, that sort of thing?
Like, what do you mean, duo games? Like,
well, no, duo characters, like the biggest duos kind of thing.
Oh. Hmm.
Because, yeah, I wanted to ask you in chat, which duos or duo group would you get rid of if you could think of any? Because for me, I would get rid of Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong. I don't like them. I just don't. They're
You know, I have to agree with that. Every time I see them, I'm just like put off by it.
I mean, their animation style is like really weird. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to tell you, this was not a request, but B-Rabbit actually recommended it to me for stream. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I'd do that. But no, I can't wrap my head around them. Like, they're just weird to me. Like, they just,
I see. Hold on. I have to be reminded how bad they look.
No worries. Also, how is everyone in chat doing? What are you up to? I honestly, yeah, I just don't like Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong. They just,
You know, even as a kid growing up, I was never, like, wanting to play these games either.
Fair.
I don't know. It's just, like I said before, they were off-putting and strange-looking to me. They didn't seem that fun.
Yeah, fair. I kind of feel the same way.
We're going to get a hater.
Someone in here is just like, Donkey Kong rules! How dare you! And I'll be like, tell me why, though. Actually, does anyone remember Donkey Kong? I don't know if a lot of people in here remember Donkey Kong. Donkey Konga.
Did you ever remember Banjo-Kazooie?
I do. I never really played it except for one game, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was one of my favorites growing up with the N64.
Banjo and Kazooie. There was Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, right? I think. I think because you could build cars and stuff. Like that looked fun. I never
tried
it.
That one was so weird, though. It looked so different compared to like the original one that I played.
Oh, excuse me. What were the originals like?
It was kind of like just adventure based. You had to save, what was that, like, your sister or something from an evil witch?
Which was trying to, like, make her give up her youth or something like that?
I think so.
Hmm. Friday kind of guy says, I played it at the McDonald's, but then a bigger kid tossed me to the ground and started playing it. It was at the moment I knew I wouldn't be powerful enough for anything. Aw, dude.
Aw, no.
Dude, you're powerful. You're powerful in my heart, man. That's so sad.
That is sad. What an ass.
I'll beat that guy up for you. I have the arms and the legs for it, so.
He's probably already gotten beat up in his life for doing that shit anyways.
Probably. Actually, you know what? It was probably Brit pretending to be a dude just so she could, like, step on someone, you know?
You're
like,
dumb.
Yeah, you were just like, I'm gonna beat you up. And then you just, like, I don't know, you step on someone, and you're just like, I am vampire mommy.
Oh, yeah, my tiny ass self. Mm-hmm. Totally.
He wanted to be powerful. Also, I'm eating chocolate right now. Don't judge me, chat. Chocolate is delicious.
You're always eating something.
I am. Almond chocolates. They're so good. By the way, I made them myself. The almonds I bought from the store and the chocolate I made.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious as fuck. Friday kind of guy says, "Fools, this isn't even my final form. Eats almonds chocolate." Literally, though. Like, no joke, I feel like I'm going to get fat in the future. But the amount I work out, it's like impossible.
Why do you think that you're going to get fat?
Because do you know how much I eat? I eat a lot of calories.
Yeah, but you work out like constantly.
Yeah. I don't know. I still feel like I might get fat.
I mean, maybe. But that only comes from like old age sometimes, you know?
True. Lol, I gained 70 pounds during the lockdown. Damn, man. I feel like a lot of people, though. Oof. Like, there is a guy 2 states away from me right now who has gained 90 pounds over COVID. And he then, I'm trying to remember how he did it, but he then lost about 65 of it. And he was going through like CrossFit, and then he realized CrossFit was breaking him down. Don't do CrossFit. CrossFit isn't really that good for you. Not in like unhealthy amounts. But if you do want to like try and work out, try and go to like, what are they called? Like a nutritionist and a kind of like a physical therapist, because they will tell you what you need to do. I know I need to eat like more veggies, so I am. I know I need to work out in certain moderate amounts, so I do. And it's hard at times, but I do it because I love it. Every 4 years I go, I go from super athletic to super obese. Fair. Fair. Honestly, I've never been obese, but I feel like one day that might be me, and I worry.
Do not what? Jinx yourself like that.
Fair. What about you, Britt? Do you ever worry you're going to be a beast?
Because
you're already a beast. Oh!
No, I don't think so. I've maintained small, like, my entire life. And
tiny, skinny girl?
No, I'm not skinny, actually. I'm kind of, like, normal size. I'm not, like, too skinny, but I wouldn't consider myself, like, overweight on any spectrum.
Fair enough. I know for me, I've been relatively thin or toned most of my life. But I do feel like these days I'm more toned than anything. And I'm grateful for it. But holy shit, it's a lot of work, especially to stay toned. It hurts all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? It just gets worse the older you get.
Mm-hmm. So, for people in chat, I had a question, and I wanted you guys to answer. For example, Mario and Luigi, Diddy Kong and King, or not King Kong, Donkey Kong, Phineas and Ferb, like these big duos. If you could get rid of any of these duos, which duos would you get rid of? Like these two individuals that are just in any game, movie, or anything, and you could get rid of them. Which duos would it be? It's something that my friend B-Rabbit brought up to me, and I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Also, hi, Tom! But yeah, what's on your mind, Britt?
Nothing. Just chilling. Apex. Yeah, it was down last night.
Again?
Yeah, their servers are ass.
I wonder why. That's really weird.
I mean, to be fair, it's from EA, and they're just selfish and don't really care.
Fair enough.
I feel like maybe something happened when they got hacked.
Yeah, it's possible.
Bite.
Yeah, I just saw Biden and Carmella. Is it Carmilla or Carmala? I don't remember. Either way, yeah, I know what you're saying, Friday. It's just so weird. Like, these days, video games are getting hacked. People's, like, banks are getting hacked. Everything's getting hacked. And this one American hacker hacked the biggest shopping, like, platform.
What is it?
I don't remember. But it's this one Swedish store that got attacked, even though he was trying to attack this American branch, this American company. And he said he wants like $55 million.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh, God.
Did he get caught?
No, he didn't. He's still at large. But he wants $55 million wired to him. And it's just like, damn.
That is like the most risky thing. Why would you sacrifice? Because like, you can go to prison for that for years. Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with people?
The weird thing is, though, if they catch him, they're going to ask him to work for him or for them.
Why do you think that?
He was able to hack into the most construed and wide network for shopping centers. Like, if he wanted to, he could technically hack into Walmart if he wanted to. Literally change all their prices around without anyone knowing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
My buddy hacked this antivirus program, so he has a free membership. I was like, sweet, now you don't have to pay for antivirus. And he said he wasn't going to use it because how good is the program if he can hack it into it. Yeah, that's very fair, honestly. That's
true.
Sorry, I'm choking on some chocolate. Whew. It's very sweet. But no, thing is, if you can hack into something, and honestly, most anti-hack or anti-virus stuff, you can actually hack into pretty easily. Like if you buy it from Apple, if you buy it from like an app store, most likely it's not that great. There are some really good ones out there, but they're not always too trustworthy. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I worry that some people are not gullible, but like they allow these things to happen.
Yeah. No, we're not Canadian.
I'm American. I'm really close to Canada, though, but I am American. What about you, Friday kind of guy?
I'm American also. Damn, now I'm craving some chocolate.
See, I'm eating chocolate and I'm loving it, and now I'm making you want chocolate. No, I don't know where that is, but yeah, I'm not sure. Also, what's Windsor? I don't know what Windsor is. But yeah, no worries, man. In all reality, I live in the middle of the woods, and it would be really hard to figure out exactly where I am, but that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, you live like you're just a lumberjack guy.
I am. I used to be a logger, which was funny. But yeah, no, I'm hiding from the government right now. They're attacking me, and they're trying to assault me.
I picture you wearing a flannel.
I'm actually wearing a flannel right now. God. I'm wearing a flannel and shorts. Like,
I can see you.
I'm wearing thigh-high shorts right now and flannel. That is all I'm wearing right now.
That's funny.
Yep.
What color flannel?
It's like a orange. So I don't know how to explain it, but like it has tiny, tiny lines of blue, yellow, And then it has white and orange as the main color.
Oh, just a bunch of little colors in there.
Yeah. Nice. But it's mainly orange and white, yeah. I love it.
I miss wearing flannels. It's way too hot here now. I have to put them all away.
Fair. Well, I have summer flannels, winter flannels, and spring flannels, so. There's different types of flannels. You don't have to have just one.
There really is. I have a mm-hmm. short sleeve one somewhere, but I don't know where it's at.
I am the flannel king, Vig. You know this. I live in the woods as well. I remember the people that work for the city needed to get on people's property, and they had a megaphone, and they were saying, "We are from the city. Do not shoot." What the heck? Oh, why?
Oh, wow.
That's kind of scary.
That is scary. Does everyone just like have their guns out the windows like at all times?
I remember actually out here, we've had issues like that, but it's mainly like people don't like to, people don't like other people on their property. If that makes sense. Like they're very territorial. It's exactly the mentality of where I grew up. Same! See, Vig understands me. We understand one another. But I'm going to put 2 feet on your property, and I'm going to be like, na 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 boo boo, and then you're going to pull out your Glock. Also, Vig, did you wish to call in? You're going to pepperball me? Damn.
Oh,
God, that would hurt.
You're done for.
I actually really want to get taser rounds for my shotgun.
I just thought you were going to say, I just want to get tasered.
I've been tasered, actually.
Ouch, how'd that feel?
Pretty interesting. When I was nime, sweaty, and full of sawdust, I mean, that's fair. Drink a beer, just chat, just relax, my dude. Just relax. When I was 16, I think, the police allowed us to get tased. They asked us and our parents, and we had to sign a waiver saying we're going to get tased. And we were in the fire hall, and that was the first time I ever got tased. The second time was when I was like 18, and I did the same thing, but they needed a demonstrator or someone to demonstrate, so I got tased again. The third time was when I was 22, and it was the same thing, and it was a demonstration. But this time, it was a handheld taser and not like one that shoots out. That one hurt so much more, and I convulsed. Like, I don't know how to explain, but I convulsed. Like, I just was, like, shaking uncontrollably.
Oh, my God. So, poop came up in the conversation again.
It did, and I noticed that. So, weirdly enough, when I was 16, I was on... I'm trying to remember because I was extremely skinny and I was drinking mainly just Mountain Dew and like chicken nuggets, but I didn't sounds really
like
have any
sounds problem. Like a typical teenage boy.
Yeah. Poop was perfectly fine. When I was 18 though, that's when I was extremely like healthy and I was going for, that's when I was with the, what was it called? Oh, ladies and hi lady. What was it? It was the track and field and the cross country. And I was in both and I was trying my best. I was also in football, which sucked. So I had to stay fit all the time. Hi lady. Oh, I love your photo. It's so cute.
Hi lady. Oh, it is cute. Did you personally draw that?
I'm wondering if lady did. Hey bud. Also, what was I going to say? When I took that poop, I couldn't actually poop. And I don't remember why, but basically I think I was just dehydrated all the time. But when I was 22...
Is this when you were tased?
No, after I was tased.
Oh.
Because I couldn't poop that day. I literally just was so dehydrated, I think. But when I was 22, I had to rush to the bathroom. I didn't actually shit myself, but I thought I was going to. I'm pretty sure the only reason I didn't shit myself was actually because I clenched so tight.
So like, hard, it would just came out if you didn't.
If I didn't clench and I didn't, like, my body didn't just, like, I don't know, close up on itself, I probably would have shat myself.
It would have just been running down your leg.
No, it would have just exploded through my drawers. It would have went, like, out my pants and it, like, shot the guy behind me. But yeah, no, I remember when they tased me and it, oh, the third Brian. One was the worst.
That was, ugh. I mean, you know, you got those poop shots.
Yeah. I won't lie though. It's always one of those things that I'm going to remember and it's painful, but when they ask you to be a demonstrator and all that,
I mean,
you're oh, hey, Stuart.
Volunteered.
I only volunteered on two of them. The other one, I just wanted to try. evening, Stuart. Nice hey, to see Stuart. You.
Only two.
We're good. It's going good. You want to join, man? I'm waiting for B-Rabbit to get in. You just have to call in on the bottom right, I think. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just love talking to you guys. I brought up a story of me getting tased, and it was fun. I had to sign a waiver to get tased each time. It's just extremely one of those things like most people don't do. And like, I honestly don't want people to get tased because it actually hurts.
Like, can you describe really how it like instantly feels? Like, how can you describe it like the best you can?
Okay. Well, I've also touched an electric fence, which is kind of the same, but different. When you get electrocuted, it's like an instant pain that just, it doesn't stop until they stop it. And it's like a burn, but like extreme vibration. Have you ever like held on to something that vibrates really fast and really hard and your body kind of goes numb and it's in pain kind of numb?
Maybe.
Like imagine your entire body kind of goes into that numb pain feel. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you're stuck. Like you just feel stuck.
And you instantly just fall to the ground, right?
You can. I actually didn't my second time, which was really weird. But the first time, they had to catch me when I was 16. And the third time, I literally kind of like fell. But like, I don't know how to explain it. But like, I like one leg went out on me and I was just like,
oh my God, Friday.
Hey, wait, let me read what Vidge said. Every single muscle in your body activating at once, then when it releases, it's the best feeling in the entire world. Yeah, actually, that's a great way to like actually say it. What did you say? Hi, Brian. Long story short, before my first job interview, I shit my pants and I oh my God. And when I was walking to the job interview, I was looking for the dog shit so I could sit on it to mask the human poop smell. Damn.
That is a damn real good confession right there.
That is honestly, I mean, that is one way to mask poop. I will not.
Why does this always happen?
We're just going to have poop streams, you know? It's poop streams.
It is. It really is. We just need to name that like every time.
I feel like you're right. Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing, by the way? Is it a good day for everyone? I just want to know. Like, is everyone doing okay? Or is like everyone a little troubled and like using poop humor to get through the day? Poop really does unite us.
I'm pretty sure my friend Alina, she just came in.
Hi, Alina. Wait, is Alina from Scotland?
No, she's my Canadian friend. I met her. It's actually been like...
Hello, Canadian
like,
friend.
I feel like almost 3 years now. I met her through Kat Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Stuart, I heard Italy won. Woo! England, how dare you? No. B-Rabbit might not be able to get in.
How come?
It says his browser is unusable for some reason.
Hmm.
I've never loved Italy more in my life. Who's on Italy's team? Is there anyone famous that's on Italy's team right now?
Fuck knows. Didn't Boss say that he was going to call in soon?
I don't know. Where did he say that?
In general. At, well,
like... Oh, when he's back home in time?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That'd be nice. I know we're kind of waiting for a couple people. And I know B-Rep's having issues currently.
Is it like his internet or just the app?
I think it's on his browser. Like, his browser just doesn't like it.
Switch to a different browser?
I think he tried.
Interesting.
See this. Also, what did you guys say? Oh, Ronaldo. Ronaldo's a little, I don't know. He's a little weird.
Castbox. Yeah, I use Firefox.
Portugal. Castbox website can only be used on certain browsers, I'm sure. Let me tell him. Oh, I was just told it works on Chrome. Thank you, Stuart. This shit is confusing. Laughed my ass off. Just downloaded this app. I don't even know if this will work, but hello. Hi.
I think that's Alina.
Hi, Alina. How are you?
Hey. Hey, girl. We're just chilling right now, possibly waiting for some others.
Wait a minute. I might have to call B-Rabbit on Discord. Honestly, dudes, I would like to try and do podcasting through Discord, and I don't know how many of you have Discord, but it's a lot easier and fun too. Did your friend Alina want to call in?
I don't know. Would you like to call in, Alina?
Italy won. Wait, Jovic, can you do a draw for who gets to be admin or a possible election? I mean, I can. Also, my name's not Vic. are you saying victory? Like, oh, that makes so much more sense now. We do play Among Us, actually. We have in the past.
So, Alina, what you do is you can click the call button on the right, and so then you'll be into the podcast if you want to join us or not.
Let's see. Vic stands for victim. God damn it. Ignore the monster behind you, Vid or Vaker. I said bitch. I literally looked over my shoulder, and I was thinking, "Oh, is Vidge gonna be there?"
Am I part of this now?
I'm very hey, No! Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, well, cool. I've never done this before, and I'm still very confused because I just downloaded this app.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I haven't, like, heard your voice in so long. We haven't done a video chat in forever.
Right. Aww. Britt's like, I'm podcasting right now. I'm like, I will go show my loyal support. And now I'm also here, so...
I Ta-da. Ship it. Aww, I'm sorry. I'm big into anime.
Who are you? Sorry, that sounds really...
Oh, you're good. You're good. No worries. I'm Vager. I own the Social Club, and I also own this podcast, which is technically supposed to be called the Chillcast. I don't know what you guys are reading, but I've owned it for going on 3 years now. I've owned my organization for 5.5 years, a little over. And I met Britt from a mutual friend, and she brought her in, and that's how we got to be on the podcast together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's super cool. Yeah.
And also, Britt is Vampire Mommy, just so you know. Like, everyone needs to know this.
What? I am. You know, Vampire Mommy from Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. That's also, my nickname.
Also, Stuart, are you going to be joining by any chance? I hope he is. I miss his accent. Turns out he's not actually listening to me. He's only, like, looking at chat.
Yeah.
Wait, Vig, what do you ask him every day? I could, although only for a little bit. It's getting late. Fair enough. I won't keep you for a long time. I know it's late over there. Ask who you are every day. Oh, who are you? How did you get here? How did you get in my house? Wow, the women sound like they have the exact same voice. I mean, no? I'm going to have to listen to your guys' voices, actually.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. You have a Cali girl accent. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I really do, honestly. I do. No, it's weird.
You don't.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
That's good, but you can't hear. Wait. I have an idea.
Hmm.
I'm going to try something, so... Hi, B-Rabbit. So, for everyone in the podcast, I am talking to my friend B-Rabbit for just a split second. Hi, B, can you hear me? Hi. I have an idea. I'm going to try something with you. So, are you on Google right now? Okay. Yes. Okay, perfect. So I want you to... Let me try this. I'm going to give you a direct link. Should be pretty similar. This link should bring you straight in, but when you get in, tell me what you hear or see. I just had an idea. I am going to try my hardest to get my boy B-Rabbit in here.
What did you do?
It's the same thing. Okay.
Damn.
The chat hates this. Damn it. It's all good. You're tech smart. That's what you are. You're tech savvy. That's fair. Is it, like, not letting you call in? Why is that so weird?
What about through his phone?
He doesn't want to download the app, and I don't blame him.
Oh.
Yeah, Well, no, I don't want you to be... Like, it's... He says, that makes me feel so bad.
What did he say?
He says, I'll succumb to peer pressure. And I'm just like, I feel so bad now.
What, by downloading the app?
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. You'll send me a sexy chat, okay? I'll see you in a little bit. Oh, he's so cute. I love B-Rabbit. He's such a great guy. For everyone who doesn't know, B-Rabbit is a really great moderator friend of mine, and he's someone I've known for like 2 years, I'd say, but no, it's less than 2 years. But no, he's a lot like my friend Vidge here, who is also a moderator, but also Big Boss. Vidge here is Big Boss of the Discord social club, and yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Not a great start for B-Rabbit. The chat already hates him. Oh, chat, don't hate B-Rabbit.
Mm-mm, never.
Their way. He sees what you're typing, by the way. Lies. But he's a really great dude, and he's very funny. But anywho, how is everyone? Because I can see that there is 12 people in right now. Good for you. Also, Stuart, you never joined. You never joined.
He lied.
Oh, he is joining. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Also, Britt, your one friend had to leave, just so I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know where they went.
Oh, I don't know.
Hi, Stuart.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
I missed you.
Hello. My throat hurts from screaming at the television.
Oh, because you were like, fuck you, Britain.
It was because it came down to penalties. It was the stressful watching that. So it was because I thought, if they win, I'm going to have to listen to people going on and on and on about it for the rest of my life, basically. Because the last time they won a major competition was about 55 years ago.
Damn.
So they thought it was, England thought it was their year this year. And I was like, no, it's Italy's year. It's not a good
year. Yeah, no, I don't. I haven't liked England for a long time. The one thing I like them for is their military. And that's just because they're badasses. But.
Well, we have the same military power.
Oh, yeah, no, I know you do. And you're actually technically, I think you are Britain's main special forces, aren't you, or something like that? Like they get a lot of people from Scotland to join their special forces.
We also house the UK's nuclear weapons. So,
oh yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. I'm just thinking, you just get pissed at them once, and then you're like, I'm going to launch a nuke.
But the nukes are like what? They are about 30 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. That's how close I live to nuclear weapons.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think they'd be allowed near population that close to population, but yeah, it's Scotland. We are dispensable.
That's a little intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, like, if you ever saw a nuke traveling over your house, because they live, you said like 30 minutes from your house, right?
Yeah, the site where the submarines are, the nukes are, is about a 30-minute drive from my house, but it's less on water, probably.
It would literally be inspiring, but very fucking like scary at the same time, you know?
Yeah, that sounds super terrifying.
Yeah.
We are the ones who, that if Russia is ever flying over, they'll fly over Scotland, because we have the weapon.
Damn.
If anywhere in the UK is ever going to get bombed, it's probably going to be Scotland, because again, we've got the weapons.
Yeah. See, that's so weird to think about. Like, where I live, they would not nuke where I live for technically like 5 reasons, but the biggest reason is fresh water. Oh, hey, it's Tony. Hi, Tony. But yeah, no, I'm just thinking, like, I'm lucky where I live, but it could definitely be really bad. Like, if I lived anywhere else, because people would not want to nuke where I live for fresh water access and that sort of thing. To be fair, only a third world country would try to nuke. We have such better weaponry now that saves the infrastructure. Nukes are just a waste of resources. They really are, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think it's mainly just true. Like, yeah, it's like a scare tactic. Like, it's like I have a knife.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
But never say never. Never say never.
True. Also, smart bombs are really scary. Have you ever seen those grenade launchers where it sends the grenade, like, straight for the enemy, even though they're right behind a wall? Like, it will literally lock onto a target and just... And then there's, like, mini drones that can, like... Okay, for everyone who doesn't know, I like to look at, like, new weaponry that the military puts into money and stuff. Wait a minute. Can't... Here? Question mark? Hey, Rabbit.
Oh, no.
I hope he's here. But one of the weaponries that I really like is this one. Oh, he can hear! Yes! B-Rabbit can hear! Friday, be nice. How dare you? No, there's this mini drone that is basically like it houses a little mini shotgun or a 22 round, and it just flies straight for your head and then just one and you're done. Like you just die immediately. And I'm just thinking, if someone who owned like a massive company, say like Elon Musk, ever wanted to like end the planet or a group of individuals, he could. All he'd have to do is get like a bunch of mini drones. Have them fly around with like a 22 and just pop people in the head. That kind of scary.
It's so scary how possible that is if you had the mindset to actually go through with it.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Honestly, though, like the military stuff that we have slowly puts away drone. Oh, God. I actually have two drones, but one's a camera drone and the other one's a long exposure drone, so it'll last in the cold and stuff. I bought them on sale and I was really happy to have them. Wait, what did you guys write? We have those rifles now that will curve around walls. Yeah, those are really cool. But no, in all reality, I love seeing the technology we make, but we always make technology to destroy, you know? It's so weird.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Stuart? What are you thinking about?
I was trolling English people.
Trolling English people. Trolling the Brits.
Just the English, not the rest, nor Wales or Northern Ireland. They never done nothing. Just the English.
Fair. I tried to do a British accent.
They got too cocky, so they did far too cocky. They thought they had it in the bag.
Mm-hmm. In all reality, you're an inspiration, Stuart. I hope you know that.
Why?
Just because of how you react.
I'm barely a functioning human being sometimes.
You'll be an influencer by the end of this week.
Oh, no, thank you.
I won't lie, though. You always say what's like on your mind and stuff like that, and I wish more people did that. It makes me happy.
The way I've always looked at it is, I'm not Willy Wonka, so I'm not going to sugarcoat shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome, because that makes you super genuine and real, you know?
Yeah.
Don't need that fake shit.
I have a sharp tongue. That's my problem.
The devil gave it to you. No.
Yeah, the devil did give it to him.
Wait, what was that? Remember you sent me that music video? What's his name? The famous singer?
Lil Nas X, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why was I automatically thinking that before you even said it?
Someone mentioned the devil, so that's what comes to my mind now. If I think devil,
I know. I just picture him, you know, going down the pole.
Perfect. If that's how I'm going to go to hell, then I'm happy.
Is that how you want to go to hell?
That's how I want to arrive in hell.
With some stilettos, too.
Oh my God. High boots. Hello, I have arrived.
I'm not going to lie, though. If I ever went to hell, I'd want to go down as a boss-ass bitch. I would like to look cool. But in all reality, I always think, like, hell is where, like, demons and, like, people are, like, killing one another and stuff. So I would like a claymore or some sort of sword and shield, something, to defend myself. And I'd just go down, like, kind of like the video game Hades, where you're just constantly trying to get out of hell, basically. Spoilers.
What if it's just a big, like, big, huge party down there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just, oh, it's one big sex hurrah or something.
A huge orgy.
Gay, straight, doesn't matter. We're all down here having fun.
There'll be plenty of gay clubs. If it's hell, plenty of gay
true.
Clubs.
I'm just thinking, like, there's the gay posh club, there's the gay 80s club, there's the gay 90s, and, just, and then there's the gay 2020. it's a big party in hell. Yeah.
Although the thing is, the 2020 club, everyone's 6 feet apart and just wear masks.
That would be so funny, but horrible. Oh, no.
In a few years' time, you're going to see throwback parties where people are throwing throwback to COVID parties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that will happen. That will be
theme oh, nights. Oh, no. I think I know a Halloween costume I want to make.
Uh-oh, what is it?
So basically, it would be this. You have a computer on your chest, and on like the top left-hand corner.
That sounds like you're describing Pathfinder.
Oh, maybe. I mean, kind of. But basically, it says... click to talk on family or to family, and then you like pull down the slide or whatever it is that shows it, and then it shows a picture of like the like a little old couple, like an old man and an old woman, and then it says click to talk to them again in a month, and you pull it down, and all of a sudden there's only grandpa and like grandma's in the back like waving, but she's like coughing, and then it says click to call again in another month, and then all of a sudden it's just grandpa, and then again, and then it's just like no one's there. It would be so messed up. It's
you
so
had,
bad.
You had the most craziest ideas, I swear.
It would be easy to make too.
Microsoft titties.
Cortana titties.
Probably
I love it.
I'd dress up as a big vaccine and just chase people down the street.
I don't know why.
Friday, that sounds awful.
I think hell is me in wet socks. Oh god, wet socks.
That's nasty. Thing is, that's always the worst.
Like I've like swashed around in a like a swamp before with mucky socks, and like the moment you get them off is like the best, because you're just like, I don't have to go through that anymore. But the worst part is the squish. Every time you like put down your foot and you feel that squish, I hate that so much. That's a special kind of hell.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Or when it rains too, sometimes if your shoes aren't like thick enough.
Ugh. See, I have a spray that I put on my shoes that water just like falls off.
Oh, I've seen those kind of sprays. They actually work.
Yeah, some of them do. It really depends on like what your shoes are made out of, though. Like,
yeah.
If you have like breathable shoes, usually it doesn't work.
I must be the weird one, because if I'm out and about and my socks get wet, I really don't care.
Stuart, wait. This is why you're going to hell.
I mean, I'm just teasing. One of the reasons.
One of the many. No, I'm joking.
We'll just like meet each other in hell, and we'll have our group still. You know.
You know, that would be fun. You just like meet and greet in hell. You're with friends and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll be back together again, you know, and we'll be chilling and have parties all day, every day.
Epic. Mm-hmm. Vic is not in touch with Common Man. I wonder when he lost touch. What? I'm so confused. Common Man? What? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't either, but that's okay. Also, I think... Wait, B-Rabbit, are you able to call in or nah? I hope he is. I'm just glad that he's able to hear now, which is great. It says there's 15 people listening right now, which is awesome.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, you
no
can?
Rush, man.
Finally.
Yay!
Hello to the people.
Stuart out here just living his best life. I know you used to get a lot of horny bastards, Stuart, on here. They would all come on to your podcast being like, Stuart, you're so epic. Come to France.
Why do you sound like the hormone monster?
Did you let them... No, I'm just teasing, man. But no, I remember you told me a while back that you... Oh, what was it? You had a guy that was like very flirtatious. Wait, I disabled the call? No, I didn't disable the call. I thought you had...
flirtatious men on there.
There is a lot of flirtatious people in here. It is not disabled, B-Rabbit. Are you following, by chance? Like the... I don't know. You should be able to join.
Yeah, you should be able to call in whether you're following the host or not.
Yeah, so right now I just enabled it again. So try it again. It should work. I would laugh if it doesn't.
Sorry, what was that, Stuart? You're so mean.
No cat. Castbox.
Yeah. I'm literally like, Castbox is just really hard to work with at times. I love it, but it's still like...
It's the app that I hate to love and love to hate.
Same. I ate too much chocolate, guys. I'm sorry.
I can tell you're over here, like, making sounds and shit.
Have you ever tried caramelized chocolate?
Yeah, actually, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just got
shit, you say? Yeah, Veer's gonna shit himself.
We got B-Rabbit! The shit you say. I know, Vig, don't hate me. Hi, B!
Oh my god, I'm here.
Hello,
Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, we can hear you.
Oh my god. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. For everyone who doesn't know, this is B-Rabbit, and I don't think you or Stuart met before, but I know you and Britt have. Mm-hmm. Remember the alien injecting thing?
Yes, I remember that.
I remember that too.
I'm scarred for life.
I'm gonna be scarred for my next life. Just saying that's a thing. Oh,
yep. Oh, that
people
was
impregnated by aliens. So. I can't say negative stuff about
that
it.
That was
whatever.
A very interesting conversation that
just
will
like,
forever be in my head.
Someone somewhere has that, and I'm just like...
I know, yeah. I mean, they sell them everywhere, it seems like.
Not someone, some ones. Many people have that.
Mm-hmm. God, it's just so weird. Like, so... We have a lot of fun and shenanigans sometimes in the server, and Vidge can attest to that. Vidge, you're allowed to bring out the hammer if you ever need to. The ban hammer. Oh, but, yeah, no, it's really fun in there, and every now and again we get some weird, I don't know, videos. We get poop humor sometimes. It's interesting.
I don't think it's sometimes. I think it's every time.
Yeah. Well, poop happens to be like a popular topic on here, and we don't even like try. It just it happens.
Mm-mm. I don't know it's why. An important life.
If we didn't shit, plants wouldn't be able to live. No. someone somewhere believes right. that.
Go fertilize your garden, vegan.
No. Oh, God. But how are you doing, B-Rabbit?
I am awesome. And now that I have this app figured out, I'm even awesomer.
Yay.
Awesomer. Nice.
Yeah. I'm just sad it wouldn't work on my desktop because that the headset and the mic's much better. So.
Yeah. I don't know why it won't, though. Because, like, I'm wondering if there's just, like a loophole or something. Because, like, I got it to work for me, which I don't know how I did. I'm literally maybe just lucky, but I don't know. I know a few people are able to get their PCs. I think they actually use laptops to work with, like, calling in stuff.
Whew. Yeah, I use my laptop.
Maybe I'll try that next time. But right now I'm on my phone, and it's working, so.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yay! Yay.
We finally got you in.
Finally.
Stuart, what are you using right now?
I'm on my phone right now, but I would usually use my desktop computer.
Okay. What are you using right now for your phone? Because it's a really nice mic.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung Note 9.
Oh. Note 9. I'll look that up. I just like how it sounds.
I like Samsung.
Are you trying to flex?
No. The Note tab is fancy. I feel like my Note 8 is like so ancient now.
I feel like my Note 9 is ancient.
Mine's more ancient.
I could technically get one of these from Walmart right now. It's $130 to $400. I could technically buy six of these and pay only how much?
$665.
Yeah. That's actually pretty. I don't know. Do a giveaway? I don't actually think I'm going to do that. But like, I'm looking at this and it's giving me like, hey, you could buy six for this price. And I'm just like, why?
I thought that was the calculation you were doing. You were like, oh, I can buy six of these right now. Like, I was just like amazed.
Oh, no. I'm in shopping right now. And it's saying that I can buy six of them for $665, but that's without tax. Tax is $24. And I think that's each. So.
Ooh.
Which note is that?
It's the Note 9, the 128
GB. How much are they still to buy in the UK? Because you can get how many for that price?
Six.
What? That sounds odd.
It's from Walmart.
Yeah, but you know Walmart. They can have third-party sellers on there that scam sometimes.
I didn't know Walmart did that.
What did Friday say? Guys, do you know the government owns the sewer system? They are harboring our poop. I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but the fucking government is using the people's poop for energy. Wake up, sheeple.
I mean, I'm all right with it.
I'm one of those sellers. Yep. I'm scamming people on Walmart.
Britt been scamming me for life.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie though, you can make energy out of anything these days, and it's really weird.
Is that like energy for consumption, electricity wise?
Like for electricity, for powering vehicles, for farms, like whatever, for growing, like what was it, have you guys ever like tried planting say like mushrooms or something that like an energy plant that like needs to have a lot of like fertilized soil or something like that.
I've tried, but nothing survives here.
Okay.
I mean, I managed to grow strawberries.
There's a person that managed to have a cactus, mushrooms, potatoes produce enough energy while it's growing to light a light bulb every now and again. And then he has a mushroom that is, I forget what it's called, but it's specific where, like, it's see-through.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's just all really right. Cool.
But how many plants were powering this one light bulb, though? That's the question.
A lot. A lot. That's the shitty part. Like, it was... for the potato, while it was growing, I think he had it hooked up to 6 or 8 potatoes, but the mushrooms, which was really weird, it was like a field of mushrooms, and they were all like hooked up individually with these like little tiny metal rods that like went in from the bottom, and then they had these like really thin cables that would go through the dirt all the way back to this bulb that was on the outside of like where they were held, and it would actually power them. So I thought, this is really weird. I didn't know if it was true, but it actually does work. You can power like a light bulb with a potato, or a lot of potatoes, technically. It's the same thing.
That's crazy.
It is. Well, actually, with the potato, he used... what's it called? When you like rub your... like a static piece of clothing on like a rug.
Mm-hmm.
He had some, static electricity. He used that, and then it would conduct, and then it would travel through the potatoes. Yeah, static electricity. Thank you, Vidge. And it would actually conduct through the potatoes to the light bulb, but it would actually hold the energy for, I forget how long, but it wasn't very long, but it would hold it for just enough to have some sort of sustainment. I thought that was really cool.
Seeing that in person would literally blow my mind.
Yeah. Science is just cool, man. Like, I love it.
It was one of my favorite subjects in going to school.
Mm-hmm. I loved, I loved all but math and...
Oh, fuck math.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I technically hated English when I was in middle school, but when I got to high school and college, fucking loved English. I was like, this is fun.
Yeah, English is fun. I took creative writing in high school after finishing my English classes and got to write like short stories and stuff. It was pretty cool.
It's good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. What a nerd. Yeah, I am a nerd.
We're all a bunch of nerds here.
True. Fun science fact. Kern discovered a particle that naturally shifts between matter and antimatter. Wait, really? Where'd you learn this? This is cool.
Oh.
The rules don't matter. Everything is made up. Fair enough. They discovered it in early June. It's kind of a neat read. I can't read today. Is it the chocolate that I'm eating? Am I high? Is something going on?
Yeah, I slipped some weed in your chocolate.
I should have known.
Mix up some edibles in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I probably would try them.
Have you?
I've actually had edibles before. Once when I didn't even know.
That's terrifying.
Well, I ate a whole platter and I felt like shit.
Ooh, that's a lot. Did
you think you were going to die?
No, I actually I had to throw it up because they told me to.
Oh.
Yeah, that was probably a good point.
Yeah.
If you didn't make yourself vomit, your body would have eventually made you vomit.
Yeah. I remember that. That was one of the first times I ever had weed. I think it was the first time, and it was edible weed. It was brownies.
People having a bad experience. People having their first time as edibles always have a bad experience because they always eat too much.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad though. Like,
it takes a while to hit your stomach. So you're like, wait, why don't I feel anything? I'm going to eat some more. And then it hits and you're like, oh, this was a bad idea. I think I'm dying.
Abort mission.
I won't lie.
I need to go to the hospital.
I literally just wanted to dance that whole night, and I don't know why. Like, that's all I wanted to do.
What was in that weed?
No, yeah, while I was eating, I was, so, this is like four years ago. I was at a friend's house. I won't say who, but I was there, and they had a brownie tray, and they said, "Oh, brownies are on the table," and I was like, "Okay." Well, they were on the oven. I didn't see any brownies on the table, so I was like, "Oh, they must have meant the oven." And so I picked one up and I ate it, and I was like, "Oh, this is really good." They actually had to go out, and they went to, because they were pre-gaming for a party, and they wanted to grab some alcohol, and they wanted to make sure the dog goes out, all this other stuff. And I was just in there eating brownies, and they're like, "Yeah, have a few brownies. I don't care." I didn't realize when I had my like 18th brownie, I thought it was my second or third. It was so good though. And they were like, "How many did you have?" And I was like, "I don't know." But yeah, then I think I spent like $200 on booze, so they didn't have to like worry about like people that didn't have like weed brownies and stuff.
How did you not taste the weed? I feel like when I eat weed
brownies, I thought it tasted weird. That was my first time, okay? That was my legit first time.
You can kind of taste it a little bit, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, I thought it tasted a little off. Like, I was like, this is a weird brownie.
I'm just impressed by the sheer number of brownies you ate, dude.
Wait, say that again?
I'm impressed by the sheer number of brownies.
I know, right?
I was thinking that, like, oh, these are brownies.
You know what, B? I'm gonna, here, you guys talk. I'm going to show you something, and I'm gonna tell you, like, when I get back, but I'm gonna send B Rabbit a photo. So I'll be right back.
So is it gonna be in Discord? Okay, he's gone.
Oh, what kind of photo?
It will be on Discord. I'll be right back. Okay.
Damn, yeah. 18 brownies?
That dude, that's a lot.
Even just thinking,
regular brownies.
But I know. I was like, just thinking, like, that's normal brownies. I think I could probably eat, like, maybe two.
Yeah, yeah. That is an irrational number of brownies.
He's insane.
But it's me.
Yep.
Well, he's gonna send me a picture. Hold on, I gotta venture into my computer room.
I've got to adventure to my bed soon.
Sounds nice. How late is it?
It's just past midnight.
Okay. It's not too late.
Although I have been awake since like 4 o'clock this morning.
Oof, yeah. That's late then.
I'm beyond tired at this point. Almost deleted.
I'm back. Was everyone entertaining while I was gone?
Yeah.
We were the most entertaining people on the planet.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about all your brownies.
Nice. No.
How it's just terrible. How could you eat that many brownies? Like, at all? In general, how could you eat that many brownies?
Dude. Even normal brownies? Like, what the hell?
When I was, like, working out like a savage, like, and I still work out, like, unhealthily, but, like, when I was a savage, I would eat, like, 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day, and I would be fine. And, like, my sugar tooth is so messed up. I've never had a cavity, by the way, ever, but I have been insane with how much I eat. So I just sent, I sent one photo to B-Rabbit just now. Do you see the two things on the top of that shelf?
I saw a buttload of ice cream.
There's more behind it. See the one on the left?
Take a look again.
No worries. Do you see the one on the left, though?
Didn't it say Tillamook or something?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to be eating that today and tomorrow, and then it's going to be gone. I'm the only one eating it. Wait, what?
The Tillamook Rocky Road one?
Yeah. I'm going to be eating that today and tomorrow, and it's going to be gone in 2 days. The one on the right, I'm going to be using that to make basically a milkshake, but it's going to be like a protein kind of like shake. I'm going to try and make it into something like somewhat healthy, even though it's not going to be healthy as hell. It's just going to be a milkshake that I can like work out with, because I have a huge sweet tooth. It's really unhealthy. But yeah.
But on the flip side, you'd like also work out like a machine. So, kind of. I mean, that's the luxury of working out like that. Like, you get to eat whatever the heck you want.
And working out makes you hungrier too.
Yeah,
it does. But no, I the reason why I sent that photo is that Tillamook hasn't been opened yet, and I'm going to be eating. In 2 days, yes.
Yeah.
And that's like, I forget how big that is.
And it's Rocky Road. Oh my God.
It is. It's marshmallows, nuts, and chocolate. With
oh, that sounds whatever. Delicious.
Oh, it is. They really are. I just, I love them. Oh, hey, it's Boss.
Hello.
Hello, Boss.
Hi, Boss.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. I heard about the whole game that happened, the Euro soccer thing.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Glorious.
So it like, I'm glad.
No. It was Italy versus England, and for everyone who doesn't know, me and Stuart don't like England very much.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, but I have an English friend, and she's only really sad because the black people on the team lost. There's a lot of racism going on in the streets of England.
Oh damn! So,
there's always been a lot of racism on the streets of England. That's not new.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know. So I'm really sad for her.
I share an island with the English. So
yeah,
racism in England is nothing new.
I think like so. I'm not. I've been to England, but I haven't been. Like living there for a long time. I've only lived there for maybe a week. Not a week, sorry, 3 days. And in reality, it wasn't like a bad stay, but I noticed that there is a lower district, there is an upper district, but there's barely any like middle district. It's either your upper or your lower, basically.
Yeah. The UK isn't as pretty as it makes itself out to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that goes down here. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of racism.
See, I think every country kind of covers that kind of thing up, which is, like, that's what a lot of people try to do. They try to make things look better than what they are. A lot of people that, like, come to America think, oh, it's the best place in the world. Well, no, because you can make it the best place in the world for you. For everyone else, it might be different. In reality, I'd rather live in America than in Britain. I'd rather live in America than like South Africa. In South Africa, they're hella racist. If you're black and you're living in like a white neighborhood, they will not treat you fairly. If you're white and you're living in a black like neighborhood, they will not treat you fairly. But same thing in America. They will not treat you the same because you're an outsider. And it's just shitty. Like where I live right now, because I'm white and yet I am native, it's not enough. Blood actually matters here. If you're not at least 25%, you are not seen by the tribe. Not fully anyways.
Yeah.
Humans are the worst. Zero. So wait,
is the tribe just like doing blood tests on the corner? Or how's that work?
So when the baby is born, they do blood tests, but so does the hospital. So if you go to like a state or government owned facility, or even like the county's hospital, they do test your blood. There's also a bunch of, what is it called? Like they look down your generations, and basically if they don't see that both your parents had at least a certain number of like, or a certain amount of Native American blood in them, then they're going to say, yeah, no, your kid's not Native enough. He's not going to get the benefits and all this other stuff. It's really shitty, but reses are super fucked up. Like,
oh yeah.
Ugh. I know what he means, but every time I hear about like blood feuds on the res, I always think that Vager just lives with vampires. No, I live with Wendigos.
Oh.
That's even scarier.
Wendigos are so cute.
Oh, them Wendigos. They will literally come to your house, eat your baby, and then eat you.
How fun. Sounds like a good time.
One of my main trails where I used to walk all the time is actually called the Wendigo Trail, but I don't go down it anymore just because it's getting a little creepier. No one's maintaining the trail, so I'm like, I don't want to go there.
That does sound creepy, especially the name too.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. No, we have had people die there, which is, that's ooh, why.
From
but what? It's mainly black bears, but there have been deer tramplings, a couple murders, and well, not murders, but like someone helping with a suicide, if that makes sense.
Oh.
But stuff like that, it's always apparent. So it's weird. Michigan's just a weird place. Like, you go to the north, you have nothing but Wendigos and woods, basically. You go to the south, below the bridge, you have Detroit, and Detroit is a concrete jungle, and it's a mess.
Question, you said something about like someone helping someone with a suicide. Isn't that just a murder though?
So yes and no. So if, say for example, or like some sort of agreement, and like the whole family knows, and like the police know, and all this other stuff, the UP's state or federal, it really depends where. Like if say you're on the reservation, res police interact with it differently than state police would. It's really weird. But long story short, it is technically a murder. It's just like assisted suicide, but with like less steps.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I just got cut up on that one point you were making. I was like, wait, isn't that called something else?
No, it is literally murder. Like, that is what it is. It's just, oh, it's weird. It's kind of like, I don't know, like on a res, since it's own nation, like Native Americans have their own nations on reservations, they treat and you treat people differently there. For example, your elders are supposed to be your knowledgeable ones, the ones that are meant to keep you safe, the ones that do government work, etc., etc. But these days, life changed. Everyone is kind of doing their own thing, trying to work for themselves or the tribe. The split between Native Americans and the tribes is very apparent these days. Not all reservations are as bad. Like, mine's not as bad as the ones out west, but they are still bad. Alcohol limits and like alcoholics, drug addicts, a bunch of things, they're sky high here. But infant mortalities is way down. Criminal pasts is technically like mid-range, if that makes sense. But yeah, it could get worse. It definitely could get worse. That's like saying if you say oranges aren't great, you hate woodworkers. I'm so confused. Oh, wait, I see what you're saying. Also, I know in 2017, Michigan almost passed their Death with Dignity Act. I thought for sure it was going to go through. I mean, in all reality, yeah, it's basically what I was telling you before, assisted suicide kind of thing. I think that's what it was, right, Vig? I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Thank you. I just want to make sure. Yeah, no, like there's a lot of weird laws and just stuff that happens here. Like, what is it? You know how like there's a law where you cannot sexually harass an alligator in Alabama?
Are we back on the weird laws?
Yes, we are, kind of.
Oh, what? Man, that's a weird one. Did we even mention that one time?
Vidge, I'm so glad you didn't take that position. It's so fucking bad. Please never, never do.
Like, I would have freaked out hearing that. No sexual assault on alligators.
No, that was one. Like, you're not allowed to sexually assault an alligator in Alabama or something like that. Oh my God. There's like similar, there's similar laws like that with the DNR up here. Like they're like, hey, stop sexually harassing that deer. It's like, why? Why is that a thing? But
that's gross.
Yeah, I don't know. People are weird up here.
People are weird everywhere.
Yeah, there's a
lot that still exists from the 1600s, I believe, where you cannot carry a salmon suspiciously in public.
That is also, yeah. Why is that a thing?
How do you suspiciously carry a salmon?
I don't understand. I don't know how you suspicious. Do you carry it like inside your jacket?
I'm going to put it in my purse. That's suspicious.
Yeah. Also, Hi, Henrik. How do I say Shah's name? Can I just say Shah? I don't know how to say that. I'm so sorry. I'm really bad with names.
Is it Shahrzad?
Also, thank you. 17 people in here. That's awesome. Carrie is Salmon. I see Salmon. Is inherently suspicious. No, I go to the meat grocery store and I grab a salmon every now and again.
Yeah, but if it's all packed up nice and stuff, that's fine. True. But if it's like, head is poking out of your purse, that's
true.
Out of your suit jacket or whatever.
Oh my God. Like, I'm just like, hey, you need your local salmon here. Here, take it. What are you buying? Oh, how do you like Resident Evil, by the way?
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, you're playing it right now, right?
Right now? No, I'm in my bedroom, but I have been enjoying it. It's been okay. Good.
I thought you were playing it like this week. The summer sale. Nice.
Yeah.
If I ever do get into streaming like video games, I would like to try and do the one where you're in the house and the guy punches you and he's like, "Welcome to the family, son." That one.
Oh, dude. Yeah, get Resident. I think it's on sale right now.
It is, but
Resident Evil 7, and just stream it. I think you're gonna have a good time, dude.
Well, I can't stream. I have no internet. That's why I'm not buying it. And it's also like literally all the Resident Evils are gonna be going down again and again in sale because they're like, yeah, we just want people to buy our games, and like that's a good tactic. It's a really good tactic.
Well, pick it up now. I think you could stream it.
Can I?
Yeah, I think you could.
Maybe. Internet is really shit. But yeah, what did you say, Henrik? Salmon like a bear by standing in cold river. Well, so here's the thing. I have caught fish, not salmon, by hand.
What?
You can easily do that. But the thing is, it really depends on what fish. So do not stick your fingers in a river where there are pike or what are they called?
The pointy fish.
It starts with an M. What are they called? It starts with an M, I think. They're bigger pikes, basically. Inuit Vigor is a bear, confirmed.
He is a bear. Yeah, yeah.
I technically am, if you're going by gait. Well, no, actually. Muskie! Yeah, Vig got it. Fuck yeah, I always love that.
Oh yeah, Muskie's got teeth. I forgot about that.
My cousin almost lost his pinky. Yeah, no, he's a musky fisherman, and he also owns a gun store, and he put his pinky in the water to see if, like, just to test it, just to test to see if the water is, like, a good temperature. Musky comes up, latches on, almost rips off his pinky, literally has to get, I think it was, like, 14 stitches, and it was just grody. Like, he showed a picture before and then after. Horrifying. It was just, like... Have you ever seen like
a delicious bone? Worm, right?
Kind of. It kind of looked like a bone in the middle of the worm. It's just.
Oh yeah, the apple picture, I assume. Yeah.
Cool, Husky. Thanks, Friday, by the way.
Wait, so yeah, what fish have you caught by hand, B?
So I've caught bass, lake trout, and the lake trout was actually because we were in the fish hatchery. What was it? The sunfish, which are really small, they're really easy, but that was when I was back in Tennessee. What are they called? One second, let me find it. I have to find the picture. Here's my aunt.
I was thinking that he was
gonna say that he got super huge.
No, not really. So I know for a fact, walleye, trout, bass.
Well, these sunfish pictures I'm looking at look huge as fuck.
I mean, they kind of are.
Sunfish, are you talking about?
Yeah, they are massive. They will literally kill you if they could, like, just jump on you.
No, not those. Sunfish, Tennessee. Let me.
Sunfish are saltwater, and they're like a huge bony fish. And
look up what? Tennessee sunfish. Like, okay. It's definitely a different fish. That is, I do not fuck with that giant fish. That I saw what you guys are looking at.
Oh,
that
is
way too huge.
Painfish.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, panfish. That's what they are. Thank you.
Oh, I see. I didn't even look at the fish. I said panfish for no reason.
No, it is a panfish. It's but they're also known as Tennessee sunfish, and they have like these spiky, I guess like back ends, if that makes sense. But they're really beautiful to look at in the water. But they're extremely pointy. But yeah, perfect. No, I love them. I love catching them. You can literally just catch them so easily.
You got to be careful though, because those spines, right?
Yeah, they actually. If you do not like, how do I say this? Some fish perv. If you do not grab them, kind of like behind their head, or like, how do I say it? Like, you're trying to avoid the spikes as much, or spine as much as possible, because if you damage them. It actually can kill the fish, but it can also really hurt you. And then you never know what's in the water, so you don't want to get an infection or anything like bad. They have spiky back ends. They're really beautiful to look at. Why, Vidge? Why are you so mean to me? I love Vidge, though. Vidge is great. Fish perv. But yeah, no, sunfish are... what I used to catch a lot. But yeah, no. I think my favorite fish that I ever caught by hand was probably the bass when I was with my brother, and I punched it.
A bass?
You punched a bass?
You punched a bass. Why did you punch a bass?
That's excessive, bro.
I know.
You punched a bass.
It was
you punched a fish that wasn't going to do anything.
No.
It's already out of the water. It can't breathe.
No, it wasn't out of the water yet. I had to punch it to get it out. So basically, I gave it an uppercut, but sideways. Does that make sense?
You gave a sideways uppercut to a fish that already... that you could have just simply grabbed if you had the ability to punch it.
No, bass are really fast, and like they will cut your leg.
You could go the exact same speed for grabbing.
No. So here's the thing. These fish, they will cut your thighs, your legs, whatever. And if they're charging at you or like going around you, you'll feel it because they also hurt. So what I did, which I thought was pretty smart, which I was trying to be like a bear and being like, yeah, but every time I would like touch it, my hand would get cut up. So I thought it was a great idea to try and punch it out of the water. Well, it worked 1 out of 17 times. But yeah, I punched a fish out of the water and then my brother caught it and he was like, oh God, that's cool. And I was like, yeah.
Well, now what's interesting? I know exactly one person who's punched a fish out of the water.
There you go.
Wow.
Baker's never allowed to own a pet fish. Yeah. Oh, fight against Vic and fish. Vic wins 9 times out of 10.
It seems
you drop it at an EDM concert.
Out here punching suffocating animals.
You're punching suffocating.
Wait, you don't punch us.
Oh my goodness.
God, thanks, Henrik. Jeez. You guys are so nice.
My goodness, okay.
His name is now Punching Fish.
Fish Puncher. That's his new nickname in the server. That's his new nickname in the server, Fish Puncher now. Or Bass Puncher.
Bass Puncher. I like that too. But no, my one aunt, my Aunt Carla, she is really interesting. She has like this, she lives in the nicer part of Tennessee, I'll just say. And one of the things they do for fun is they go out and they go to their pond and then they just like sit and you can like float out on their little, like, I don't know what it is. It's like you just float on it. But long story short, she used to just put her hand in, fish would come in and she would put like little bits of food in there. And all of a sudden she would grab a fish and then throw it to the shoreline. And then she would swim back or like paddle her way back if she didn't want the fish to like go back into the water. And she would just bring that home and eat it. She would like cut it up, fillet it. She sometimes grills it.
Well, that's a real popular thing with catfish, right? It's called noodling or something.
I'm not sure.
Like they go in and stick their arm in and like, it's super dangerous because there's like snapping turtles and other snakes out there too, but they catch fish with their hands and that's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, crawfish. Crawfish are actually really nice. They taste great. Tie a hot dog to a string, stick it in the water, wait 30 seconds and pull up like 20 crawfish. Yeah. Not gonna lie, we had like I guess cages for them, and then we would just pull up the cage afterwards. But again, that's when I was like in Tennessee. But we do have crawfish up here as well, or a type of crustacean.
I used to do the same.
Holy shit! 19 people are in right now. That's kind of cool.
19 people enjoy the podcast. Hello, ooh. Welcome to Vigor Victories #. But you, there is no name.
It's just #, podcast, okay?
That is different from everything else you have put
here. I know, that is the most simple, basic bitch one.
Like, okay, so this is the most normal thing you've put. I mean, I can't say it's much worse than whatever that other name I'm not going to say out loud.
You can always say it. Also, no, Stuart, are you still there? Did you fall asleep, Stuart?
You might have fallen asleep.
Are you falling asleep?
I am falling asleep, yeah. So I'm probably going to go.
No worries. I just wanted to ask if you fish ever.
No.
No? Can I ever take you fishing?
I'd go fishing. Can't say I'd be any good at it.
Would you ever go to Denmark or Sweden And then I bring Henrik over and we all go fishing on like a yacht.
Yacht fishing. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, that's would fancy as fuck.
Yeah.
Would I ever like to get off of this island? Yes.
Okay. One day I will bring you. Ah. But no, I really do want to go fishing in there's a lake in Sweden that looks really like just really great. Henrik doesn't like. You can be the ship captain, and you can always play that one song, Kalle, or the one Kalle song. You know, Henrik, that would be fucking great. But no, in reality, I really want to go fishing just out on their lakes. It just looks so great.
Have you ever thought about spearfishing?
I technically. On the down low, have done that, but I it's not looked upon kindly.
Like in the ocean?
No, God, no. Just on the lake.
I'm talking about the ocean with like a Hawaiian sling or something.
I'd try that.
Yeah. Yeah. You were just like spearing fish in a stream.
Yeah, you can do that with. Body. Yeah, I've done that with steelheads.
Ooh, that's good eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are. I actually, funny enough, my dad's actually saved a bunch of steelheads before because they like to go up and down like streams. But one of the issues that they kind of have is that they'll go off course and they'll get stuck in the rocks. My dad, on the other hand, when I was younger, I used to help him with this, would actually put them back in the stream and then they'd go down the river again or down the stream. But it's so interesting because, like, they know where to go. It's I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's like salmon, dude. They just, like, are like, oh, this is where I want to go and have my babies.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was honestly what I was expecting you to say. Wait, what? Wait, did you think I get stuck in rocks?
My dad.
You get stuck in rocks.
I get stuck in rocks.
Oh my god.
Implying that you would totally get stuck in rocks. Yes, yes.
When I was actually really young, my dad actually saved a baby porcupine that fell like in between these cracks. And this was when I was really, really young. And it would, like, its belly was facing up. And my dad grabbed his welding gloves and he picked it up with one hand and then put it down on the rock. And then it went right for its mother. But long story short, these kind of good night, Stuart. Big hugs to you.
Good night.
Good night, Stuart.
You're never an interrupt, or you're never interrupting, man. No worries. But yeah, no, I just my dad's done a lot of good things in his life, and it's always impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Also, no, I'm from America, Shaw. We are everywhere. But yeah, no.
I just, we got some Iranians in here. That's yeah, cool.
Yeah. We, I think a lot of CastBox gets people from the Middle East. Is India Asia? Because I get people from South Korea, India, Russia sometimes, parts of America,